Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't got nothing but three things to say about that.
Welcome to Loving the Skin You're In Radio. I'm your host, Andrea Amador, best known as the Juicy Woman. Today is August 7th, 2013. As a certified empowerment coach, author, speaker, and body image self-esteem expert and curvy and confident woman, I'm here to share my expertise with you and teach you how to bust out of body shame so that you can love the skin you're in. And a huge part of that is sharing resources and information and experts with you to open your eyes wide to see how powerful you are in life. You see, you don't have to settle. And if you've been settling for less in any area of your life and feeling like you've gotten the shorter end of the stick, listening to this show each week is where you want to be. I'm so overjoyed to share the wonderful news that this show has been selected to appear in the staff pick section of Blog Talk Radio starting on Friday, August 9th. You know, you want to know more about how to change your thoughts, learn more about how you can power yourself up from the inside out? Check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/thejuicywoman. And click on like to join the group. You can also get body loving tips and more by following me on Twitter as well at The Juicy Woman. And if you'd like to work with me as your coach starting this Tuesday, you can join my new coach group coaching support program, the Curvy and Confident Coaching Club. All that information will be on my Facebook page. If you missed any of the episodes of this show, you can catch all the archived audios for it at blogtalkradio.com/the-juicy-woman. Now, I want to remind you that this is a live call-in show, so I want to encourage you to have a conversation with me and talk and participate in the program. This is for you. You can either do that by asking your questions using the chat feature or calling in. And let me remind you, grab your pencils. The phone number is 760-888-5736. Let me repeat it again. It's 760-888-5736. Do you ever feel like you're doomed to settle for a no-frills life of feeling sick, tired, and miserable? If you're finding yourself in a place where you just don't want to be, caught up in feeling this bad vibe all the time, let me tell you, coming from experience, it's not because you're cursed and you're not a bad person and God or the universe or whatever powerful force isn't punishing you. There's a reason why you're getting stuck in a rut. I am so overjoyed to share with you my incredible guest. Her name is Beverly Nadler, and she's going to teach you the secret behind movies like The Secret and how to make your thoughts and your energy work so that you can achieve the success, health, and happiness you desire. Beverly is a powerhouse, and I love her like crazy. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about her. She is a dynamic and captivating international speaker, trainer, reprogramming coach, poet, media guest, and author of several books, including Loving the Game of Life and Vibrational Harmony, The Real Secret of Success, Health, and Happiness. Her teachings in her books, Beverly packs everything that she does with so much love and passion for giving you a better life. That is the best way that I could put it. As one of her former clients, she has mentored me and taught me and given me so much. I credit her with helping me to reinvent my life at a time when there was, I was down in the dumps. I didn't see how anything was ever going to change. She is an authority on what she calls vibrational harmony, what it is and how to achieve it, so that you're in vibrational harmony with and therefore more likely to achieve anything you want. Now, get this. Beverly's most important and amazing accomplishment was healing herself from cancer in 1994. This is the reason why she puts so much love and passion into doing what she does, because she's here to serve in the biggest way possible. She's here to help eradicate suffering on this planet. So I want you to dig in, and I want you to learn as much as you can about Beverly and see how she can help you. Beverly, I am just so absolutely thrilled to have you here today. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
It is my absolute joy to be on this show and to hear what you had to say about me. I hope I live up to it. I am so pleased that what you have done with your life is just amazing. And as you said, it was not a good time in your life when we got together. But what it proves is that we can transform ourselves when we truly want to and are willing to do what it takes. And you wanted to, and you're willing to do what it takes. So I congratulate you.
Thank you so much. I mean, you lifted me out of the deepest place, the most fearful place. And I don't want to jump right into the fact that you do reprogramming, but we're going to move into it. And I just a little more plug for you because I love you so much. I want people to know that the feelings and the fears they have that they're walking around with on a daily basis, that stuff that they hear themselves repeat in their head day after day after day, like so many people, I was brainwashed into believing that those things were true. When I would ask myself, what's the matter with you? Are you stupid or something? You can't do this, Andrea. Who the hell do you think you are? I would shoot myself down every single time I had an idea. It was almost like there were two people inside of me fighting for dominion. And the one that always won every single time before I met Beverly was the one, the little girl who was scared and who needed to be sheltered from the storm. So she was terrified of stepping out into the limelight and saying, here I am. And this is what I want the women whoever is listening to know, that Beverly will give you the ability, the confidence, the faith in yourself to believe that you are an amazing person. She's going to help you to clear up all of the old stuff that keeps you stuck and afraid and angry and in all of those patterns of obsession and anxiety and fear. So, wow, take it away, Bev.
Okay.
What inspired you?
You do understand that we cannot do that all in this time on the phone. I can explain to people what I do and help people to understand the truth about themselves is that they are not just this human form, that this flawed human form. We are actually truthfully physical and mental. You know, there's an expression that many people will use, and they'll say you're a spiritual, you're a spiritual being having a human experience, but not too many people really understand what that means. And I'd like to clarify it and actually add something to that. We are multidimensional beings, human. Human, to be human is physical, emotional, mental. Those are all dimensions of who we are, that there's also the spiritual, and that is divine self that is really who we really are. And we've come into form, into our human form, with this physical body, with this amazing mind, and with this emotional, and I say emotional body because it actually is an energy body that surrounds our physical body. That's what makes us human. But if we remember that we are not just the human, we are also the divine. We have within us all the power of that creator, whatever name you want to give to the creator, God, source, power, all that is, whatever name, we have that within us. Now, in our human form, we have limitations. There's some things we can't do. But with our incredible mind, when we learn how to use it properly, there is so much that we can create and so much that we can change. We are, in fact, as we are expressing as physical beings, really energy beings. You know, Einstein said very clearly that there is no, he actually said there is no such thing as matter. He said after studying this, well, I don't remember what year it was at the time, in the 40 years or so that he said, I have come to the conclusion that everything is vibrating energy. What matter is, and that is the material form, is this energy which is actually at its lowest vibration, and it is perceptible to the human senses. But there is so much going on that is not something that we can see, that we can actually experience in our human form. There is so much more. Everything is vibrating energy, and we all have an energy field. And when I talk about vibrational harmony, all energy vibrates, and it has a frequency. That means a particular rate at which it vibrates. It also has an amplitude. That means the power of the vibration. And Andrea mentioned that I would tell you the secret behind the secret. The secret is about putting your thoughts, your energy out into the universe and attracting what you want. But the way that you attract what you want is that you're in harmony with it. In other words, your energy that you are projecting is actually sending off the same kinds of vibrations, the same frequency, just like a radio. You know, you have to have the sender and the receiver, the broadcaster and the receiver, that is in harmony with what you want. And so many of us do not have that happening with most of the things that we want. We are not sending vibrations that are in harmony with the things that we really want in our life because we are filled with fear, anxiety, the same things Andre was talking about. We are filled with all of the things that we've been programmed as children, the environment has programmed us, the disappointments, the frustrations, and we believe that this is who we really are. And our energy field vibrates that. It's literally sending a message out into the universe saying, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve, I can't have. At the same time that we know what we do want, the more powerful message is the one that is vibrating that we can't have it. And therefore, we are not in vibrational harmony with the things that we are asking for. Does that make sense?
And absolutely. I'd like to take it a step further and share a little bit. In working with me, what I had found but was so profound to me, somebody who was, you know, understanding this aspect of energy for the first time, was that during the course of our coaching, whenever I would come to you in a low place, something not working out for me or being disappointed or angry or whatever, you would always ask me the same question. The thing that I was so freaked out about when we were working together was the fact that my weight was going up. And you said, what preceded the binge? What happened before? What did you think or what was going on in your life? And people need to look at that because it's the triggers in their life, these events that happen that create this repetitive, you know, it's that sense of comfort that we kind of fall back into that rut of what's comfortable for us. Even though it's not comfortable, it's what we use to hide. My thing was food. So I want you to help people to understand more about the subconscious triggers that are going on for them that they don't realize, because they're having all of these experiences where they're doing these behaviors and they're beating themselves up and saying, oh my God, if only I wouldn't have eaten that chocolate cake or whatever, I'm such a pig. They have to realize it's not a question of a lack of discipline or being a bad person. It's something very real that's going on. It's an energetic response to something. Could you speak more about that?
Sure. Everything that's ever happened to us, around us, I could say in this lifetime, before we're even born, for those who believe in past lives, you put that in there also, it's recorded in our subconscious mind. And we, now scientists are revealing that about anywhere from 90 to 98% of everything that we do is directed by our subconscious mind, not our conscious mind. It takes an act of will to use the conscious mind to override the natural, when I say natural, I mean automatic responses. So if whatever we've had since childhood, and there are some that will teach that whatever we're programmed with from childhood by the age of five, like we're finished, that's it. Well, that would be pretty horrible if that was so, because then we could never change, because whatever we grew up with, and some say by the age of two, but let's just take it to five, then we could never change. So it's not correct. But what is correct is that most people are not using the conscious control that they have, because the subconscious negativity is so powerful, so strong, so overwhelming that they actually can't. And I used to say, long before I even understood the stuff that I understand now, I used to say, people can't help themselves. It's a, like, and it is. It's like a programmed computer. It's been set. Your subconscious mind is set with programming. Those what we call programming is conditioning, is beliefs, is perceptions that you accept as absolutely true. It's judgments, but it's more than that. And now we're finding out the real issue is that we have neurological connections and interconnections in our brain that is actually leading us and directing us to do whatever has been most repeated and reinforced as a habit pattern in our lives. And our habits, as we know, are all automatic. You don't have to think about doing something that's a habit. It's an automatic response. But the subconscious mind will assume that anything that you do repetitively is something that you want. It hasn't got any ability to say this is good or bad. It doesn't do that. Your conscious mind can do that. Your subconscious mind does not. It simply accepts. If you do something over and over and over and over again, it just becomes an automatic response. Now, when Andre was saying not to beat yourself up over it, because if you beat yourself up over it, you actually reinforce it more. It becomes deeper embedded. What we did when we worked together, and Andre began to understand how her subconscious was causing these things because of triggers. Let's say if it's a food trigger, something upsets you and your trigger happens to be chocolate or somebody else's ice cream or somebody else, we're talking on weight now, but it doesn't have to be weight. It could be a cigarette. It could be to scream and yell. Whatever it is, that's the trigger. The trigger will come out and then we'll stop and say, oh, look what I did, just as Andrea was saying. What you want is to begin to train your mind. That's the, you're actually talking about the frontal cortex of the brain, so that when you're triggered, you have that brief moment of pause, just a brief moment when you're aware of it, and you actually have the ability to stop it. the more that you do that, the more that becomes a part of your subconscious programming. So it becomes easier and easier. Now, I work with on myself, my own programming, my own automatic reactions. I do that for myself on a daily basis, and I've been doing it for years. And I do not expect people to do this on a daily basis. But there are certain things that can be done on a daily basis, and I do it, and Andrea does it. And because Andrea is the host of this show, I defer to her that she can help you with a simple tapping technique called EFT. I know you read about it in her columns and on her blog, in which once you stop yourself, you can then use this technique to actually get yourself out of whatever state you're in. You have to do something. You see, it's not enough to just say, I'm going to stop and it's going to go, because it doesn't go away. This is the thing. Think about your own computer, I mean your electronic computer, the default programming, and you don't want, you want a different default. Have you ever had it happen where no matter what you do, the computer just goes back to its old default program? You ever had that happen, Andrea?
It did just the other day. It went to a different font, and it was driving me crazy until someone showed me how to change the default for the font.
Okay, so that's what happens in your brain, except that when the default is going on in your programming, it's affecting your entire life. Of course, if you're going crazy, it affects your life too, but you can get the font fixed. But inside us, if we do not understand how the mind works, and that's where I've written several books. My book, Vibrational Harmony, is the one that will really assist you in understanding how your mind works and give you tools so that you don't have to be stuck with your old programming. You can literally change it. And I know I'm a reprogramming coach, and I know Andrea is also. So I say I defer to her. If she can't help you and you need to go deeper, you can contact me, because you have a lot of other things I've had to learn to use, because as she told you, I healed myself from cancer, and that is not an easy thing to do. I had stage 4 cancer. Well, I did have surgery. When I had surgery, when I awoke from surgery, the surgeon was standing over me, staring at me, and I said, "What?" And he said, "I never saw anything like this in my life." I said, "What?" He said, "That cancer was totally dead." And it was a huge tumor, totally dead. I had killed the cancer before the surgery. Now, I had to have surgery because all of the tumor was dead, but it was poison sitting in my body. So the poison would have killed me. So I am very grateful for that. But the actual killing of the cancer took place before, because I had been introduced to releasing techniques not as good as the ones that are popular now. I shouldn't say that, actually, but more complicated than the more common ones that we're using now, the EFT and other energy techniques similar to that. There's others and some of the NLP techniques, more complex, but it was the first time that I had ever heard about releasing negative energy, that we accumulate this, especially if we grew up in the time when we were told, think positive. You never want to think negative. You must always think positive.
Yes, yes.
That can kill you, because
it really
it's
can.
Go ahead. You want to say something?
Yeah. Can you talk more about the mind-body connection? And you had mentioned the neurological connections that are now being found.
Brain imaging, they will actually show you what the brain does, the chemistry, what hormones, what neurotransmitters, what chemicals are being sent throughout your body dependent upon these neurological connections, dependent upon your thinking. As you have a thought, whatever that thought is, good, bad, or indifferent, your brain has some neurological connections, and it knows what hormones and what chemicals now need to reach various cells in your body. When I first read that, which was, I don't know, 25 years ago, I guess, something like that, I was stunned. And the article, it was an article actually, and it said that doctors don't have to know what's going on in your mind because the cells of your body are listening to what you are saying in your mind. So the thoughts that you have will immediately trigger something to happen in your mind that will then, or in your brain. It's actually, there's no such thing as, you know, we talk about mind. Mind is not a place. The mind is what we call this whole thing of literally vibrating cells that are in the brain. That's really what our mind is. And according to Deepak Chopra, the mind is in every single cell of our body. Because once you have a thought, once you, and it's not just a thought, more than that, it's the emotion behind the thought, the feeling. If it's happy, your body responds to happiness and joy, and it strengthens your immune system, literally strengthens your immune system. So it is every cell of your body is waiting to find out what it is that you are thinking and what it is that you are feeling.
What were the things that you needed to release in order to be able to kill that cancer?
Wow. I tell you, I did work on this every now and now. I do simple work, but I had things coming up in my mind. Well, first of all, let me say this. One of the things that it allowed me to heal was that I had total and absolute belief that the body heals itself when it has what it needs. Now, that belief came from my mother was a nutritionist. My ex-husband is a chiropractor. And that is a philosophy of both. Give the body what it needs in as far as a chiropractic, releasing the nerve energy, and give it the food that it needs. But, of course, it needs something else. It needs the whole mind thing, which was not really that as well understood. But I knew that that was what was important, that I had was doing what was right. I was getting my adjustments. I was eating organic food when it wasn't organic. I made sure that it was local so it wouldn't have so many pesticides on it. I was taking care of my physical body very well. And as I said, I was getting my chiropractic adjustments to release the nerve energy. But I knew that the thoughts had to be dealt with. So I actually sat with myself in meditation and said, what are the, and anybody can do this, by the way. Meditation is not some, you know, airy-fairy weirdo process. It's sitting with yourself and putting in the demand for yourself, your higher self, the part that knows everything, the divine part of you that is part of you, that will tell you when you look for the answer. So if you're too busy and too fearful and too angry, you're never going to hear it. But if you can sit quietly and say, what is it I need to know? What is it? Well, what I needed to know, because I was ready for releasing, I had learned a process very fascinatingly enough before I knew I had was sick. I had learned just prior to that, that I would learn a process and exchanged one of my books for this woman's book, and in that she had a process, and that process was about releasing. And so I looked for that book. I said, I know I have to release. What do I need to release? And I started hearing things. You're never going to get well. I'm telling you now what I heard, okay?
Yes,
you're never
going
to get well. God doesn't want you to get well. God is punishing you. You're not supposed to get well. You're supposed to die. That's great stuff, right? You are a stupid moron. You have no right to have cancer when you take care of your body, so obviously there is something dreadfully wrong with you. You will make mistakes all the time. You didn't take proper care of yourself. You did something wrong that you're being punished for. These are the thoughts that I had in my head, and I will bet that people listening may not have all of these thoughts, have some of these thoughts going on in their mind. And that
people kill themselves with those thoughts burdening their hearts and their heads. So for you to be able to teach people how to get from that place of that beating, it's just unbelievable.
Well, that's the thing is you've got to, we talk about don't, you must be positive, don't bring up the negative. You don't bring it up to reinforce it. You see, one of the things that's wrong with a lot of therapies is that people just sit and talk about everything that's wrong. I mean, that's what they do. They just say, this happened to me and this and that. Well, that's not helping you. It might, you feel, well, I'm getting a release by talking about it, but you're also reinforcing it. The idea of these processes is that you bring up the thought, you look at it, and you say, wow, I'm going to get rid of that because that's not real. You know what a thought is? You know what an emotion is? It's all energy. And the one thing about energy, aside from the fact that it's always vibrating and it has its various frequencies, is that it is changeable. We cannot create more energy. We can't literally get rid of energy. It's endless. It's infinite. But we can change its form. So when you have a negative thought and you don't release it because you're not looking for it because you're saying, no, I can't think that, I can't think that. See, I had put down many, when I say put down, I had recorded in my subconscious many things that were very negative because I never believed in myself as a young person. I never believed that anything I do was going to be worth anything. It didn't matter what other people told me. This is somehow the way I came into this world. With lack of self-confidence, I was shy. I was very good in school. I won all kinds of awards, but that was one of the reasons to not be particularly liked. Because, you know, I was what at that time was called a nerd. Today a nerd is something else. Today is somebody who really knows computers. So I'm not a nerd because computers and I have a problem. We don't have harmonious vibrations, and I mean that sincerely, even though I have to use one all day long. But at that time...
Let's talk about that, too. Yeah. Let's come back. But let's talk just a little bit about situations where you feel so frustrated and you feel so helpless. What do you do? Can you use reprogramming in dealing with these situations? Like, as you say, you're not in harmony with computers. What would you do?
Okay, first I'm going to tell you how I know that, and then I'm going to tell you exactly what I do. And it took me a very long time to do it. First, I had gone to astrologers, psychics, channelers, energy healers, and people who test energy. All of these people, and several in each group, asking them, what is my problem with computers? And everyone said the same thing. Your vibrations are not harmonious with computers, the internet, and other technology. Not everything. Not everything. I can watch television. Thank God I happen to love television, even though people say, you know, that's a waste of time. Not for me. That's my relaxation. I watch shows and I love them. So I had to accept that, but I didn't. I said, I can reprogram this. I can reprogram it. So I would spend a lot of time at various times doing the whole process, you know, even though I have inharmonious vibrations, blah, blah, blah. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. That's one method. There were others. There's other ways of releasing energy. And I would do a whole bunch of stuff, and it didn't work. So it didn't work. So what I did was become more and more frustrated, not only because I had the problem with computers, but because I believed I had to change it. And I would like to say right here, Andrea, and it fits into what I'm going to say next, some things will not change. They're not going to change. Whatever it is, they're not going to change. In your life, they're not going to change. And at some, and I don't know what they are, and they're different for everyone. Well, the next step is to learn to adapt. That is one of the most important things that humans have as an attribute, the ability to adapt. And, you know, when I was sitting in meditation after I finally decided I'm never going to change this. And in meditation, there are times when I say hear voices, you'll talk to yourself or you'll hear things. And you're not crazy. What I heard was very fascinating. It came through for me when I said, I don't know what to do. And they said, they, me, whatever, just like, and it was interesting, the person that they chose, just like Andrea Bocelli cannot change his blindness, but learn to adapt to it, you cannot change your inability to be in harmony with vibrations of the computer and technology, and you will have to learn to adapt.
Why is
now when?
Oh,
when they said,
oh, sorry. Go ahead. We'll come back.
Hello.
No, go ahead, please, Beth. Go ahead.
When they said Andrea Bocelli, I mean, it was the furthest thing from my mind. Some things that I had thought about was, well, people have an allergy to peanuts, and they may not be able to program themselves out of it, no matter what they do. And some people have an allergy to shellfish. So, okay, I don't call it an allergy. It's that the particular frequency of my aura is not compatible. And I'm convinced I'm not alone, but most people don't know that. I mean, they, you know, because it's not something that I see reported on the internet. I try to look it up. They only do know of one person, because I was told about her, is that she is not allowed in a computer room because all the computers go high wire as soon as she walks in. So she can't even go into a computer room. So her allergy is worse than mine because she can't even touch a computer, okay? So what you do is adapt. And adapting is, it's not that simple. For me, it was very difficult because I had so programmed myself that something is wrong with me if I can't change it. And finally, when I heard that, yeah, Andrea, you know what? Andrea Bocelli plays 8 instruments, sings, well, we know how magnificently he sings, and he was a practicing attorney before he went into music. And he's been blind since he's age 14. So, if that's what this man could do, that doesn't mean that I compare myself to Andrea. But the point is, some things have to be adapted to. And it is a conscious decision to say, you know what? I may never have, and I'm going to talk now, and I hope I won't offend anybody, but I may not have the body that I feel I would prefer. And I'm going to stop making myself crazy and beating myself up and insulting myself and hating myself when I don't have to do that. I can love myself just as I am because I am, in truth, a divine spiritual being, and I can adapt. And an interesting thing that happens is when we accept whatever it is that we couldn't possibly accept is we find ways around it that are pleasing, that people who adapt find the most beautiful clothes. I mean, I sometimes look at a plus size clothes and I say, why don't they make that for other people? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's things, and there are so many actresses now that, you know, that are plus size. One that I remember, I can't think of her name, she was very well known, she was on The Practice. Heavy set, she tried to lose weight, finally gave up, said it's not going to work.
Oh, Cameron Mannheim, I think.
Yes, and she finally accepted herself. And that's when she was able to get these roles. So things happen. And sometimes, you know, we also hear about couples that can't conceive. And when they finally say, you know what, we'll just adopt. Doesn't always happen. But occasionally, they say, we'll just adopt, and all of a sudden she becomes pregnant. Now, there's no way that we can know how this is going to play itself out. But I can tell you one thing for sure, is that if we don't adapt to a situation, if we cannot change it and we do not adapt to it, we will drive ourselves crazy and life will not be worth living.
But Beverly, a lot of people tend to think of accepting a situation as settling. How do you distinguish between the two concepts?
When you've done all that you can do, and you've actually done things that are supposed to work, I don't mean just sit around and say, you know, I'd like things to be different, done things that are supposed to work, and somehow it's not happening for you, and you are, I'm going to say, good person who deserves to have some good in life, and you are willing to adapt. In other words, you say, okay, if I really can't have this, I'll do it the next best thing, but I really want, this is what I really want, and you're seeing it's not happening, then try adapting, and you may find, leave the door open. There's a door open. If I can get this, I'm open to it. But in the meantime, so that I don't have to make myself crazy and I can love myself, which is probably the most important thing on the planet, is the ability to love yourself. And I don't mean like love, you know, like, oh, I'm the greatest person on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding who you really are. You know, there's people who I'm sure listening to the show who would profess that they love God and that they feel very strongly about this power that created the universe and operates it according to divine law. They would be very shocked if somebody said, well, if you don't love yourself, you can't love God. But that's actually what's true, because what is expressing through us, what the life force expressing through us, the divine part, is God. We're all a part of this. So if you profess to love God, then it's really important that you love yourself. And I do have, in Vibrational Harmony, a process specifically for learning to love yourself. And, of course, I work with people. I mean, you can go to my website, www.beverlynadler.com, read about my coaching, read some testimonials from my coaching clients. And, you know, if you find, okay, the book isn't helping me, or I can't get it through a book, or I'm not getting enough, so call me. And I give a free 20-minute consultation. You don't have to make a decision the minute you call me. So if you want to do that, that's fine. But it's really important to realize, another thing that people need to realize is that it's okay to get help. You know, there's a lot of thinking about, no, that if I have to get help, if I have to get coaching or therapy, and I don't call what I do therapy, I call it life coaching, reprogramming coaching. But therapy or any of these things, is something wrong with me. No, we have all taken on in our computer programming, in our subconscious, things that don't serve us. You know, from the time you're an infant, a child, baby hears the word no, 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 no. Oh, hundreds of times more than it ever hears a yes. This is the way we come in. This is the conditioning of life on this third dimension. And I write about that in my other book, Loving the Game of Life, more about understanding yourself as a divine being. That's the other book. But right now I'm talking more about vibrational harmony, because the first thing we need to do is to be willing to look at, this is how the mind works. Conscious mind is the part that thinks it thinks, but mostly it doesn't think. Mostly it just responds. It thinks it makes decisions, but it's really automatic responses coming from the subconscious. And so the subconscious is what you need to work on. And then we have the superconscious, which is your connection to your divine self. And that's the part when you get an intuition, or all of a sudden you feel something, you hear something, and you don't know why, and it has nothing to do with what you actually consciously know. But it's just something that came through, and you say, wow, and it's correct. Well, it's coming from that part of you. And here's why it's so valuable to release negative programming, because the more you release, the closer you can get to that part of you, because the vibrations from all of this negativity is not in harmony with your higher self or your superconscious. So you really need to clean it out. You know, when in the Bible where it says, all of a sudden it left me. You can't put new wine into old bottles. It has nothing to do with wine and bottles. I don't know why people are expected to know that, but that's there's a lot of things that are written that way, you know, in the Bible and many other books that we have to figure them out, like what they're talking about. It has to do with you can't put new programs or new concepts or new beliefs in a mind that is cluttered up with old negative ones. That's why releasing is so important. And I can honestly say with everything else that I did to take care of myself, and I talked about the nutrition and chiropractic, and I also did breathing exercises, and I had some massages, and I had to take coffee enemas because I couldn't go to the bathroom. I had colon cancer. So it was a whole bunch of stuff. But if I didn't release these beliefs that God doesn't love me, and I'm not supposed to get better, and I'm being punished, and a whole bunch of other negatives, and I'm worthless, and, oh, if I didn't release that, I wouldn't be alive today to tell you about this. I wouldn't be talking on this show. I wouldn't be here. It's the releasing that allows you to move on in your life and to get, I'm not going to say everything you want, but so much more of the things that you want. And also an interesting thing happens that as you do that, you're actually expanding in your consciousness. You're becoming more spiritual without even looking to be spiritual. And as you do that, a lot of the things we think we want are no longer important. Other things become more important. Life becomes more peaceful. But we do need to go through that. This cleansing process is not pleasant. But you know what? When we've got all of this stuff cluttered up within us, life is not pleasant. I just did some work with a client on anger, and it was a very interesting thing because what he said to me is when in his 20s, he's now in his 40s, but he said in his 20s, he was very, very angry, and he realized that. He knew that he was very angry, and he felt that he was going to kill somebody if he didn't take care of this anger. And so he came up with something, which he, as far as I know, he didn't study any metaphysical or psychological stuff, but he said he had heard this, I'd stop, breathe, count to 10. And then and that's actually a good thing because it's what they call a pattern interrupt. He said, I must sometimes did that 10, 20, 30 times a day. And he said, so I am not the angry person I used to be. But because he came to me for help, my mind said, my intuition said, he's got a lot of repressed anger that he doesn't know about. And so I asked him, I said, would it be okay with you if we check to see if you've got repressed anger? And I do muscle testing, and muscle testing extremely accurate, and I don't have to have the person with me. I can test myself or anybody else. And sure enough, we tested. He had a tremendous amount of anger. He was supposed to be positive, so he wasn't going to think about his anger, and he thought he had gotten rid of it when he was doing this process, and he certainly did get rid of some of it, but he repressed a lot of it, and you cannot repress your feelings. In my case, all the things that I repressed, and I didn't mention this, was because of my disappointment in not getting my workout. This is back in 1992. I've been teaching this, some of this stuff, not all of it, but some of it, for a very long time, since the 60s. And not being out there and not being able to get it to a lot of people and constant disappointments and people not even wanting to listen to me, except for my clients. They loved listening to me, but people who could actually help me get the workout, no. I might have been a little ahead of I know I was ahead of the time because they weren't talking about energy then. But at any rate, I had repressed that. I repressed it over and over. Every time I had the thought, I really want to get this. No, it's fine. Everything is beautiful. Everything is wonderful. That's what I'm talking about, a problem with positive thinking. And it was all of this repressed disappointment and frustration that led to my cancer. So don't hold on to it.
Beverly,
yeah, I almost forgot to say that.
Wow. But thank you so much. The other piece that's so important and critical is that you're an expert in universal laws. People have no idea what that is. Please tell them why just, you know, thinking about things and, okay, I'm going to get this wonderful thing in my life, it's not always working. Please explain the universal laws.
Okay. That's what vibrational homing is about, by the way. The two things that this book is about primarily is explaining the laws and explaining your mind and how to reprogram it. So what we have is an energy universe that is operated by a creator, a source, a god, that has laws by which it operates. And these are the laws of energy and physics. They're no different in these in the mental realm than they are in the physics, in the world of physics. And the law of cause and effect is one of the laws. The laws of polarity, the law of rhythm, I'll talk about them in a moment. I just want to give you some names now. The law of relativity, law of agenda, law of vibration. These are the laws. Now, most people just put it together as law of attraction. But the law of attraction is really all of these laws working together, vibrating according to your understanding of what's going on. And here's the kicker. The law of polarity says that this universe, this third dimension on which we live, is dual, is a law of opposites. We talk about unity. We want unity. Unity does not exist as far as energy is concerned. What we have is polarity. That means that there will always be good and bad, there will always be small and big, there will always be male and female, there will always be love and hate, there will always be war and peace. These will always exist. But we, as you are human beings who have the God power, who are really divine beings, what we focus upon becomes our life. So that as we learn to understand that duality exists, and always will exist on this dimension, and we learn these laws. And that's why I wrote the book, because it's just too difficult to just explain. When people just go to my site, and I'm saying you have to get my book, but I would click on vibrational harmony and read what people have to say about it and read what it's about. And if it resonates with you, and resonation is the same as vibrational harmony, order it and learn these laws, because you are subject to them, whether you know them or not. So the law of polarity and the law of rhythm are the two that really hang people up, because we keep thinking, why can't everything be good? And why can't everything be perfect? And then we meet a person that we love. We'll say we love them. It's maybe going to be our spouse. And at the beginning, you know, oh, everything about this person is perfect. And then suddenly we begin to see what we call flaws, the things we don't like. And, oh, that's so perfect. Why couldn't it be perfect? Because it can't. Because everybody has both sides, including you. Everything has both sides. There is positive to everything, and within every negative, believe it or not, there is something positive that comes out of it. And within every positive, there is something that, if carried to an extreme, becomes negative. This is something, you know, when I do live programs, I teach this also, because in a show, and I feel like talking, even saying this much in this show might be confusing to people. There is so much more to it. But you can keep in mind the law of polarity exists. It's never going to not exist. It'll always be out there, both sides. You're going to pick up the newspaper and find negative things that are going on, and you're not going to change them. You're not going to change them with your thoughts. What you can do with your positive vibrations is send more positive energy into a universe which everything is connected. You probably heard that at some point. All of these things, by the way, that I'm saying now, which sound maybe confusing, are explained carefully in detail in my books so that they are clear and understandable. But I'm jumping from one concept to another, and so I can't give you what took me 40 years to put together in this one program, even though I'd love to. I love to assist people as much as I can. But the law of polarity is an absolute. So is the law of rhythm. That means if something is up, it's not going to stay up forever. That's why squirrels bury their nuts, and that's why bears hibernate, and the animals seem to know what they're supposed to do for the times when there's not as much plenty going on. But humans don't. Humans think, oh, this is never going to change. Yes, it will. The law of rhythm is an absolute law. But to
have
the
plan
degree,
B.
Sorry, you said something.
Have a plan B.
Well,
have something else that you could go to when
or
the
what you do
cycle
is recognize, oh, this might be the time, this is not the positive time. I'm not going to be working when I'm in a negative state, working harder. What I'm going to do is reap the rewards from previously, or I'm going to do some. There's a lot of things that we don't get to do because life is so busy now with all this technology and things we have to do online that, gee, maybe it's time I can clean out a closet, or maybe I didn't file all of these things properly. This is a good time to do that. Or maybe I need to look over some of these accounts or straighten things up. In other words, do what we might call mindless busy work that actually makes your life more organized during those times when you can't put forth, well, I got to put forth this energy and make this happen. Because if you're trying to make something happen when you're in a negative state of mind, what you're doing is adding negative vibrations to your energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have spoken for a long time, and I don't know, if you have
no,
another question.
No, it's wonderful. I really am so happy that you're giving everybody the goodness of understanding the universal laws, because so many people are disillusioned, and they're saying, well, you know, I keep on trying to think these positive thoughts, and nothing's changing, and this is explaining why.
Yeah, knowledge.
How about the
is
law of cause and effect?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
The law of cause and effect, Bev.
Oh, well, that's exactly what everything that we're talking about. You're not getting what you want. There's a law of cause and effect. There's some vibrations or some frequencies that are going out into the universe that are not allowing you to attract back what you think you want. And, you know, sometimes the things that we think we want really aren't good for us and we're actually being protected. But when somebody is earnestly, you know, trying to build a business, let's say, and it's just not happening. There's sometimes it's an inability to recognize that in this physical world, with so many things going on and so many vibrations that interact and interface, that things are not as simple as they seem. It may take a lot more work than you think. You may have bit off more than you can chew, and you may have to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, what is it that I need to do in order to get this business off the ground? I thought I was doing everything right, and maybe you weren't, or maybe it wasn't enough. And I'm just using one example.
Yes.
There's so
yes.
many factors, but law of cause and effect is very easy to see when you see something as simple as, I want to get to work on time. So you set your alarm, and your alarm clock goes off, and you get up, and you have your coffee, whatever it is that you do, and you're able to get on the train or the bus or your car, and you get there on time, cause and effect. But what happens if you're on the train and it's delayed for an hour? Oh, you can't get there on time. It's not your fault. Well, you can blame yourself. I want you to know there was a time when I totally blame myself for every single thing, personally, and it's not something you can personally blame yourself for. Now, if you're the one that dilly-dallied and that's why you're late, that's a different story. But if there's a delay, I was once waiting for a train and it took 20 minutes before they told us what happened, which was really quite horrible.
Wow.
Two stations before,
so, Beverly,
someone was killed on the tracks. So, yeah,
Beverly,
I couldn't get to where I was going. I had to change my appointment. But that's still law of cause and effect.
Bev, I just want to make sure that everybody knows to get all information about you and to connect with you through BeverlyNadler.com. Is there anything else you want to say in the half minute, 45 seconds remaining?
Maybe tell them how to spell my name. I actually get
yes.
there. B as in boy, E-V as in victory, E-R-L-Y. Some people stick an E in there. There is none. Beverly Nadler is N like Nancy, A-D like doctor, L-E-R.com. And you'll find a whole lot of stuff is on my site. You'll also be able to write to me from my site. You can also read about the books. And as I said, if they resonate with you, if you want more knowledge about how things work in the world, believe me, it will help make your life easier to understand. It doesn't mean that things aren't going to happen. This is the third dimension. Things happen, but you'll be able to understand them and work with them a heck of a lot better.
Thank you so much, Beverly. It has been an absolute joy having you on the show. I'd love to have you come back.
I would love to come back, Andrea. I really would.
Excellent.
I feel like we overloaded people, and I do hope that I didn't overwhelm them. I just have so much that I want to say about these subjects because they basically determine your life. This understanding
yes.
is what makes the difference between
yes.
just kind of floating along and being despondent or understanding, oh, that's even if things don't work out the way you want, oh, I can understand more. Understanding
yes.
means so much.
And
thank you for having me on. You're a wonderful host.
BeverlyNadler.com. And that's where people can get their answers.
Right. Get more information.
Thank you so much, Beverly.
Thank you, Andrea, for having me on. You're a wonderful hostess, and I'm really excited that I've been able to present this.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
First class.